Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Daryl Lennox, this year, I think the sitcom's going to come. Saw you on Conan. You absolutely destroyed. What are you most excited for coming up on this big year?
Everything you just said, the sitcom, you know, the movie, you know, more talk shows. You know, I want to get, you know, with your peers. You know, for a long time, I thought I was on a level playing field with, you know, Stanhopes and Burr and Patrice and all those guys. But I've been in Canada for so long. And so now I'm kind of getting my crack at it. And so, you know, those are the guys I want to be mentioned in the same breath with. And to have the credits too. I don't feel like Charles Barkley when he's hanging around with Jordan and Elijah on. No rings, no nothing. They're just drunk and fat. I don't want to be that, so I want to get some stuff.
Now, Daryl, talk to us about that, because you've been working for 20 years. Yeah. You've come up with some of the biggest names in the business. I mean, you drop in names like Seth Rogen. I mean, explain to everyone how it started, how you met Seth, and how you guys came up, because you guys were contemporaries.
Yeah, well, I was hiding out in Vancouver, Canada, and I've been doing stand-up in there for about 11 years, and Seth was just young, 15, I think, and he started coming around, and he was so corny. And then I was kind of like, you know, kind of one of the leaders of the comedy community there, and so I kind of took him under my wing and told him to stop being so observational and talk about real stuff that a 15-year-old would talk about, and he liked, and his parents liked it. And
now, seeing all the success around you, though, I mean, how do you not get bitter? I mean, is there a part of you that's like, oh, wait a minute, I've been doing it just as long as this guy? I mean, how do you keep yourself motivated without getting jaded?
Roger Bannister.
Now, you need to explain that.
That's a good reference, though, isn't it?
It's a great reference.
Okay, Roger Bannister. Roger Bannister, at some point in time, no one had ever broken a 4-minute mile. And then Roger Bannister did it. And then, like, literally the next day, a week after, tons of people just did it. And so I've always thought, well, if Chris Rock can do it, then I can too. And if Chappelle can do it, then if Seth can do it, I can. So if it's accomplishable, I can do it too. So that's what keeps me going.
It could drive you crazy, but when you see guys like Seth make it, is it still part of that creative process? Are you still talking to those guys and saying, well, how did you do this? How were you able to do that?
As of now, those guys are starting to come back around because they're starting to see my profile. I've just been toiling in obscurity. But now, you know, I'm starting my profiles up. So these guys are now in my life, you know, giving me advice on stuff now, how to get ready and process all this stuff. So it's good, right? I paid it forward. Now it's coming back.
Well, it's good. But, I mean, the part of you has got to be like, man, this motherfucker's nice.
I'll take it. Listen, I'll take it. I mean, you kidding me? I would take it from anybody. You know, that's one of the things I learned, man, is that sometimes when you get the harshest criticism, there's probably a kernel of truth in that. And I'll go and work on those things. And so that, you know, I just have to keep getting better so that nobody can say anything.
Well, what's the worst thing you've heard someone say either about you that you overheard or someone said something to you directly that kind of rubbed you the wrong way and motivated you to do even better?
I got an email from a former club owner in Calgary, and it was private. She didn't know I read it, but I got it. And she said that I deserved everything that I got when I got kicked out of the country, and that I wasn't honest, and I didn't put anything back in the community. But if I was honest with myself, you know, I'd have to go. She was probably right, and I did it. So I'll never forgive her, you know, because I don't think you're supposed to kick somebody when they're down like that.
No. Who's one of the older guys who came up to you and said, you know what, Daryl, if you just rework this or I see what you were doing there?
Rod Long was the first headliner in Seattle. And, you know, my stuff, my issues have never been on the stage. I always can figure that out. But my offstage lifestyle is ridiculous. But at one point, I had messed up my marriage and everything. And then Rod Long came up to me and he said, you know, I did a big, giant, a public apology to the open mic community. And he came up to me and said, listen, Chief, he said, I'll drive the Bronco for you, bro. and that just meant a lot to me. And so he took me to Anchorage, Alaska, and I just had a meltdown on stage, and he wouldn't let the club fire me. But he's always that guy right there more than anybody's had my back.
Boy, it's not every day that someone offers to be your AC Collins. Yep. I mean, that's pretty deep.
That's a deep friendship right there. I'll drive the Bronco for you, bro.
But sticking with football for a second.
Yes, okay.
You're wearing a Jack Tatum jersey.
Jack Tatum.
How old are you?
I'll be 48 on January 28th. I think that's helped me having a sports background that you don't complain.
Yeah.
When somebody's doing better than you, you know, you got to get in that gym. You got to go work out. Yeah.
Try harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Check him out. He's been on Conan. Just amazing. The CD, you got to go out and get. Go to DarylLennox.com. Blind Ambition. You can pick it up on iTunes too, right?
Yeah.
Daryl Lennox, thank you so much for stopping
by. Thank you, my man.
This is John Mulrooney from Mulrooney in the Morning, and you have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.